8:15 on this Tuesday morning, May 24th. Thanks for getting your week started with us. Highs of 88 today, 40% chance for showers, and 80% chance for rain tomorrow, and then 60% on Thursday in advance of a front that's going to come through and dry it out a little bit and take away the chance for showers and make it a little bit less humid. Highs of 84 on Friday, then Friday night, Saturday morning. Low temperatures of 58 on the North Shore, so a little bit of a relief there, but then sunny and dry, highs of 88 on Saturday, 90 on Sunday, and hot and humid on Memorial Day with highs of 90, as it has been, I would guess, for just about every Memorial Day in the history of New Orleans. We're talking to Dane Cialino, our friend, professor of law at Loyola. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Just fine, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. What's the old thing about the only two things in life that you can count on? Death and taxes. And Jason Williams, the district attorney of New Orleans, is facing some problems as it relates to paying his taxes. Let's go back to the origins of this, and what kind of trouble is he in, Dane?
Well, if the government tags him with the tax evasion charges, it's plenty of trouble. The government's charged that he deliberately evaded paying taxes for about a four-year period from 2013 through 2017. And those are serious charges. If he's convicted, he's going to get real jail time for that, because the numbers are quite large. Essentially, the government argues that he was making up expenses to use as deductions on his tax returns to lower his tax liability. So he's got a lot to deal with at the July trial.
Wow. Generally speaking, when it comes to tax cases, does the IRS or does the government try to plead these things out, or are they looking to get their money? Are they looking to make an example of people? Talk to me about that whole process from your experience, if you would.
Well, those tax prosecutions are remarkably rare in a country where we rely upon people to report their own income and to take their own deductions on tax returns. A very, very small percentage of cases where the IRS is unhappy with a taxpayer result in a criminal prosecution. Very often they result in civil actions, tax liens, those sorts of things. But the government's got to believe that you willfully and deliberately lied to them on your tax returns before they're going to escalate something from a civil proceeding to a criminal one like they have in this case.
So this is far more than, oopsie, check the wrong box, or, oh, I thought that was deductible. And when it comes to a tax preparer, and a friend of mine who is a tax attorney prepares mine, but still, I signed the form, I believe, that says he's doing everything based on the information that I send him. So I guess blaming it on a preparer is not an option here for anybody?
Well, not particularly not in this case, because the tax preparer is a government witness. He essentially has already pled guilty to being involved in this evasion scheme, and he's going to testify at the trial in July that he and Jason Williams both knew that these deductions were grossly inappropriate and that they were taken in an effort to willfully evade taxes. So, yeah, it's although the defense is going to partially be, I relied upon my accountant, the accountant's not going to be any help in this case.
Let's take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. The trial support supposed to start in July. I'd like to know if it will, Dane, in your opinion, when we come back. And also, if Jason Williams is convicted, he's the DA of Orleans Parish. So what does that mean then? Does he continue to be the DA from federal prison? I find that hard to believe. 8:20, more when we return. If you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. Right now it's time for traffic on WWL. 8:24, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Thanks for getting your Tuesday morning started with us here, May 24th, winding down the school year, if it's not already for you or yourn. We're talking to Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola and a well-known defense attorney, about Jason Williams' problems with the IRS and a trial that's scheduled to start in July. And I'm reading from a John Zimmerman article here from NOLA.com. 11 counts, I believe it is, of an 11-count indictment conspiracy along with 5 counts of tax fraud, 5 counts of failing to file a proper tax forms for large cash receipts. The star witness, as Dane told us before, I guess is Henry Timothy, a Westwego tax preparer who had tax troubles of his own, and he pled guilty to lying on his own taxes, and I guess that's in exchange. I guess he got a better deal for his testimony, and it would seem to me that if you got the tax preparer testifying against the person that's on trial, that the government has the keys to the kingdom here. Dane, am I overstating that or not?
Well, the government almost always has the keys to the kingdom in these federal prosecutions. These cases are usually won or lost at the investigation or screening phase. Once the government indicts you, it's unfortunately it's all but over. It's rare to see an acquittal. Now, having said that, in a tax case, you know, I really think that Jason Williams might have some chance if he gets the right jury, because people don't like the IRS. People don't like tax cheats either, but which is what the government is going to characterize the case as being about. But you know, people don't understand their taxes. And the claim that he just relied on his accountant and just signed the returns, it might ring true with some people. Although the deductions he was taking and the things he was doing with his money are going to look like he was living a lavish lifestyle with taxpayer money that he kept and didn't turn into the treasury.
And I would think it would be up to the prosecution to convince the jury this is not a guy that fudged a little bit here or a little bit there, that he's somehow they have to separate him from just the average guy who, and I guess also as an attorney, that he should have or known better, I guess, Dane, if is that something?
Absolutely. The mens rea or the mental element of the offenses or the number of the offenses charged against Jason Williams require the government to prove that he acted willfully. That is, not just that he knew that he was taking these deductions, but that he knew that it was wrong to take the deductions. And knowing the tax laws, he just willfully disregarded his obligations as a taxpayer. So it's the most rigorous mens rea or mental element that we see in criminal law, which makes these cases a little tough for the government. But that's what the government contends.
So if convicted, and I guess he doesn't have to be convicted of all of them, he can be convicted on one or the other or all or none. You said that maybe he's looking at serious jail time. How does that interface with him being the sitting district attorney for Orleans Parish?
Well, if he is convicted, immediately the Office of Disciplinary Counsel of the Louisiana Attorney Disciplinary Board will file papers with the Louisiana Supreme Court to have him put on interim suspension. And those petitions are granted within a matter of days. So if he's convicted on a Monday, or at least found guilty by a jury on a Monday, by Friday of that week, his law license will have been suspended pending final outcome of the appeals. So he won't be the DA long if a jury finds him guilty of any of these charges.
How long do you think it's going to last? First of all, it's scheduled for July. Do you think it goes off? Are there any more delays that are going to happen, or is it they're ready to go?
Well, I think they're ready to go. Lance Africa is the district judge presiding over the case now that Judge Feldman died, and he is a guy who likes deadlines and makes everyone live by them, which is a good way to run a federal courtroom. And I suspect that it'll go unless something serious happens that might cause a good basis for a continuance. But absent that, this trial is going to get started and end sometime in July.
So you maybe like a week, 2 weeks. How long do you think it'll take?
I would think at least a week. But if it goes longer than 2 weeks, I would be surprised.
Wow. Thank you, Dane. I appreciate your time as always. Hope you have a good day.
All right, Tommy.
Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola. That's going to be something.